And welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. We've got another just outstanding show for you today. Check this out. Need some spark in your relationship when you're coming home from prison and you're trying to reconnect with your spouse or you're beginning a new relationship? My guest can tell you how to do that. Satyan and Suzanne Raja are here today, and they are relationship experts, and they promise to be able to take your relationship from hot to scorching. Different kind of show today on The Journey of Hope, but we're going to talk to them right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. We got some great shows coming up in the next few weeks here on The Journey of Hope. G.P. Walls, Jillian Bullock, Carolyn Jones, all going to be here in the next three shows. And want you to be sure and check those out. Good shows coming up right here on The Journey of Hope. Back. My guest today is Satyan Raja and Suzanne Raja. They are relationship experts, and they say they can help you and your partner go from hot to scorching passion. Satyan Raja, welcome to, and Suzanne, welcome to The Journey of Hope.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
You know, guys, this particular podcast caters to ex-offenders, and you know, the relationship issues that exist with ex-offenders are very difficult, and especially after a long period of incarceration, in fact a lot of them drift apart. And I noticed that you guys have what you call an antidote for drifting apart. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, certainly. You know, our whole whole philosophy is that passion equals polarity. And passion is when there's a strong arc of attraction between two partners. And unfortunately, in everyday life, there's so many stresses, and obviously, you know, considering coming out of incarceration and the distance and all the stresses and all the family challenges around that, you know, the first thing on couples' minds is not deep, heart-connected passion. It's just getting back into reality. So
right.
What we feel is that when couples start focusing back on reigniting the polarity and reigniting and connecting their hearts once again deeply, then all of a sudden the passion starts to develop. And we call that the five passion antidotes. And the first one, really, is that passion equals polarity.
Say that again now. Passion equals...
Yeah, polarity.
Polarity. Okay.
Polarity is...
So what polarity is it's a energetic force. You know, like magnets have a force, a North Pole and a South Pole. And if you have two North Poles, they will detract. They will not attract each other. But if you have a North Pole and a South Pole, then they will instantly attract to each other. Well, sexual polarity is the different poles, what we call is a masculine vibe and a feminine vibe. And if one person is in more of the masculine vibe, then and the other person is in more of the feminine vibe, then what happens is they attract. And so it's about turning up the dials of your masculine vibe or your feminine vibe and having that be so alive that you can't help but attract back to each other.
Okay, that makes sense. There's,
so, you know, mm-hmm. In pertaining to your audience, you know, while they're away, they can be working on turning up the dials of their masculine vibe and their feminine vibe, and then when they come back together, you know, it can be easier for them to come back into attraction with each other because they've been working, they've had that time apart, mm-hmm. So... You know, they can use that time to work on themselves so that when they do get back together, it's an easier coming back together.
Well, Sudden, let me ask you then, how do you turn that masculine vibe up? And then, Suzanne, you tell us about how to turn the feminine vibe up. What do you do?
Certainly. Well, on the men's side, to turn your masculine vibe up, it's real simple. You know, it sounds simple, but the first thing is, and this is really pertinent to you, is that you got to have somewhere that you're going, a direction in life, a focus, a goal, a mission. And, you know, and how do you find that? Well, first of all, coming out of a negative circumstance and a challenging time, it's so important to say, okay, what do I want to do now? Where do I want to go? And one of the ways to find your purpose and your mission is simply to ask yourself, what do I got to do so that I can finish my life in a complete way, so I can die complete without regret? And when you ask that of yourself, when I ask that of myself, then deeper answers will emerge. And just by asking that question, what can I do today so that I can make a deeper impact, I can die complete, just asking that question raises the masculine vibe, because the masculine is direction, going somewhere, aiming to do something bigger in your life, bigger than what you found yourself in. And when you do that, then what happens is that your woman partner is going to feel it. She's going to feel that you're going somewhere. It's very attractive for a woman to see a man who has a direction and a purpose and a mission, and it turns her on, even though you're not directly looking to turn her on, just by having somewhere to go, it turns her on.
That's kind of like an element of confidence. Suzanne, women like confident men, don't they?
They love it. They are absolutely attracted to that. And the confidence that they love particularly is shows up as presence. And someone with a feminine vibe, someone that, you know, when we say feminine vibe, we mean someone that is alive and radiant and bright and, you know, happy their body in all ways. You know, they show their love through their body, and it can be experience that can be felt. It's a relief, it's a rejuvenation, and it's a relaxation just to be around them. Mm-hmm. Well, those type of people, those women, they completely enjoy someone that they know is a rock, that they hold their presence, and that their presence can experience their radiance, can experience the love in their heart and through their bodies. And so that's why it's so attractive for them to be with someone who's so present.
Mm-hmm. And we were going to ask you about the feminine vibe, about how to crank that up for the female listeners. Can you, Suzanne, tell us about that?
Certainly. Okay. So for someone to turn up their feminine vibe, it's about getting yourself out of your head and into your body. Because you've got to ask yourself the question, how can I have love flow without any restriction in my life? How can I feel the presence of love, and how can I feel the presence of its flow in my life, and how can I create that? And how you do that is, you can't do that in your head, you've got to do that in your body. And so whatever it would take for you to get in your body, you do that. So for example, something as small as, you know, first thing in the morning when you're taking a shower, nice warm shower, you just really get into the gratitude of the warmth, get into the gratitude of your body experiencing the warmth, and start to open up your heart and go, okay, now I'm experiencing this happiness, I'm experiencing the happiness in my body, and how can I extend that out into my day?
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that involves the senses, involves your body becoming happier, participate in those things so that it just continues to open your day and open the people that are around you. And you're brighter for it.
Okay. All right. I've got to switch gears here just a little bit. I want to ask you about arguing. I mean, it's inevitable. And I'd like both of your thoughts on the proper way to have a disagreement or to argue. Sadie, what would you have to say along those lines? What are the proper ways to fight?
Well, you know, the thing is that men and women are very different in so many ways. Us as men, we're driven by having our number one value is freedom, and for most women, their number one value is love and connection. For women, it's the other way around. Their number one value is love and connection, and their number two value is freedom. So one of the ways that we do our best to, you know, everyone fails. Sometimes you get so tense and stretches happen and you blow your lid. I think it's really important when there's arguments and when there's tension going on, what we do is we try to feel our partner's positive intention behind what they're upset about. They may not be getting it across in the right words. They may be angry. They may be upset. They may be in a funky mood and irritable. But there's a positive intention that they're trying to communicate that they're having a hard time saying because they're triggered. So what is their positive intent? What's the intention that's positive for your relationship? Now, you got to be like a hawk looking for that. And, mm-hmm. and what I do is I zero in on Suzanne. I say, obviously she's mad at me, this and this. Rather than beating myself up, I try to feel into, she has a positive intention behind all of this for our relationship. Let me aim to find that out. And just by having that disposition, having that attitude that she's got something positive behind this, it allows me to relax. It allows me to be more present, more with her, rather than just slamming the phone down or walking out the door or going, enough of this. So be present and find out and to feel into what is her positive intention behind the fight.
Suzanne, from your point of view, how would you address that question about the proper way to argue?
Right. I would definitely agree with what Suzanne said. First of all, I mean, that's the first thing is to, you know, really get that your partner has a positive intention, no matter what, no matter how ridiculous you may feel is, you know, coming out of their mouth, they have a positive intention. So I would definitely agree with that. I would also add to it, you know, a lot of times when we get into arguments, it's about trying to get something from our partner, trying to get something from them. Like, you know, I want more love from you. You're not giving me enough love. Or, gosh, you're not giving me space. You're not giving me a place to breathe. I'm not feeling, you know, I'm feeling too crunched by you, too tight, lack of freedom. And rather than try and get something from your partner, what we say is give the very thing that you're trying to get.
Okay.
So we go ahead and give the love that you're waiting for your partner to give to you. And how you do that is you just soften your heart and you just, you open your heart. Like, when I say something like open your heart, I'm not getting airy and fairy about that. What it is like you can open your heart in any moment. If you love the mountain, in that moment your heart's open. If you love the ocean, in that moment your heart is open, or a child or a puppy, and your partner, in a moment you can drop your defenses, and you can start to just open your heart and love them and give the very thing that you're wanting from them. And in that moment, your defenses are down, and then you're able to connect on a deeper level.
Okay. Guys, we're going to take a real quick break. We're chatting with Suzanne and Satyan Raja. They are relationship experts. We're going to be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
Hero, Sunday morning. Pack your bags, and you hit the road.
Hello there. It's time to talk about the Jam Buddy chord chart. If you like to play music, you need one of these things now. They only cost about $4. And what it does is it teaches you to play music in any key. If you know the chords that make up one key, it teaches you something called the Nashville numbering system, and you will be able to play music in any key. And it doesn't matter what the instrument is, whether it's a violin or a banjo or a bass guitar or an electric guitar. Check out the Jam Buddy chord chart by clicking on the link right next to the podcast, the Jam Buddy chord chart.
Need some information about you. I think you're driving me insane. I called your sister up in Tucson this morning.
And welcome back. We're having a chat today with Suzanne and Satyan Raja. They are relationship experts, and we had just been talking a little bit about how to argue. Guys, is it fair to say that most marriages fail? Is that a fair statement?
Well, you know, we've seen right now the divorce rate for first marriages is about 51% and growing steadily. Okay. It hasn't declined. And for second marriages, it's even more than that.
Wow. The reason I even bring it up, it is kind of a downer to talk about, but I'd like to know what you guys think is the reason for that. And, you know, so our listeners can address what the reason would be for that. Why do these marriages fail? What are y'all's thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the number one thing is we feel that the polarity, meaning the passion between the couples, has diminished. And so you don't know why. It could be through health reasons. It could be that you just haven't forgotten. You've forgotten how to court each other like you did before you got married, taking each other out on dates, having great times together. We feel the number one reason is not all the psychological or emotional baggage that people have, because everyone's got stuff, you know? We feel the number one reason is because couples aren't having experiences together that are passion-igniting, spontaneous dates, putting each other first when lovemaking, going out and doing all the other priorities first, and then finally when there's a smidgen of some time left, maybe you spend time with each other. Mm-hmm. So for us, the number one problem is the lack of putting your love and your passion as a priority. And if you don't have that as a priority, everything else is going to seep in there and become prioritized with unconsciously. It'll just happen. And the solution is real simple. Put passion as the priority in relationship.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and I've noticed on your webpage that you said, us first, kids second. And I wanted to ask you about that. I know that for some people, they may say, what? You know, but having raised children myself, I definitely can relate to that. Can you address that for us? What do you mean by us first and kids second?
Well, you know, we came first, and we've got to remember that, you know, our partners helped us to get to the second step, which is the kids, and a lot of times we still forget who was there first, and when we take our energy and take it away from our primary source of you know, our primary beloved, our first beloved, when we take that energy away and give it to our children, and we give that all to our kids, what happens is our polarity goes towards the kids mm-hmm. and away from our partner. And so what we want to do is, for instance, in our relationship, I've told the kids, look, here's the line of succession. I love your dad first. And we have two kids, and both of you are number two. So dad is number one, and both of you are number two. Mm-hmm. And they get it, and there's something about, they don't feel like second best, because we pour our love into them. But there mm-hmm. is a feeling of security, knowing that there is a foundation of connection and love from their parents that they know is secure, and mm-hmm. then that just spills over into them. It's mm-hmm. not the other way around.
Yeah, I definitely get it, but I can also see, and by the way, I agree with it, but I can also see where some people might read that statement and say, whoa, wait a minute. But, you know, if you're not addressing each other properly, the kids are going to lose their intact parents. So, yeah, I definitely get it. And I think y'all are right on target with that. I want to change gears here one more time, just a little bit. One of the things that you guys talk about on your website is issues related to codependency. And I think that's a real common issue for some marriages. What exactly is codependency? Tell us about that. Whichever one of y'all wants to address that is fine.
Yeah, codependency is when you need your partner to fulfill things for you. You think in the back of your head that if you don't have them, you'll all fall apart, and you sacrifice your own direction. You sacrifice what's true for you for the sake of anything to stay with them, anything to make them happy, to appease them. And that codependent feeling comes from the 1950s and earlier, where men were supposed to be men mm-hmm. and be the breadwinners and do all that, and women were supposed to be the weaker of the two sexes, supposed to be subjugating themselves to the man. And there's residue left over of that even here in today's 2012. So that's the feeling of codependency, that you both are stuck in certain roles and you both need each other or you won't go anywhere. What we're advocating and what we're about is each one of us. Suzanne is a strong person. I'm a strong person. She can create what she wants in her own life. I can create what I want in my own life. But instead of codependency, we believe in interdependency. That means we share our greatest strengths with each other. And I start trusting, and she starts trusting my skills, and where I'm stronger, I trust her skills, where she's stronger. So we combine the best of Suzanne, the best of me, and when we combine it all together, then we get a much greater, it's the sum of two is greater. So rather than relying on your partner, it's about how can we both uplift each other so that the whole relationship grows and matures in a beautiful way.
Excellent. And, you know, you guys have got a lot of really cool ideas. How do we find y'all on the internet? What do we do to find out more about what you guys have to say?
Certainly. Well, first of all, we've got a gift for everyone who's listening, and Suzanne and I have made a video series, and we call it The Five Turn-Ons. So you simply go to www.5turnons.com, and it's five elegant, fun little ways, little videos that Suzanne and I put together to put the spark back in a relationship. So it's the five ways to really turn your partner on without saying a word.
That's what I was going to say. It's without saying a word. So it's possible to do that. And there's five quirky little videos. I call them quirky. I mean, they're fun. We've had a blast doing them, and you're gonna enjoy watching them. So that's free gift for you.
Okay, www.5turnons.com. Suzanne and Satyan Raja, we want to thank you so much for being here on the Journey of Hope today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We're going to be right back after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. I sure do like getting mail from you guys. You can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. And you know what? I don't really need to know why you went to prison or just exactly what your situation is. I just want to know how you're doing, okay? mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Come to the end of another show. I want to thank my special guests, Satyan Raja, Suzanne Raja, relationship experts. You want to be sure and check out their website. I've got it listed here in the podcast. You just click on the link and you go straight to it. I want to remind you of something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.